You like TV? I like TV.
I do like TV.
I watch TV, and today we're gonna destroy TV.
Okay.
That's right, kids. Destroy All Movies has a another little fun podcast. Destroy All TV.
Coming at Destroy All Television. Damn Junior podcast.
Could be classic TV. Could be new TV. You never know. You never know what we're gonna throw at you.
Mostly classic TV, especially bad classic TV, which is almost all of classic television.
Yeah, real. Yeah. For real.
Destroy All Television. Damn show.
Yes, kids, Destroy All Television. Get it at damshow.co, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and everywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Yep. Ooh, I'm getting lag.
Are you?
Are you?
None here.
Oh, you look good. You're not lagging. Your video's not lagging or anything.
Yep.
Although you're sitting like a statue.
I'm leaning back.
Yeah, now you're moving your around.
Like move your head. Let us know you're alive.
All right. Let's start this bullshit.
Hey, welcome to Destroy All Movies. What up, people? What's going on? What you doing? Who fucking cares?
Oh, boy.
Anyway, I'm Richie. What's up?
I'm Jim.
Ken.
Carl.
Hey, everybody's back today.
Hey,
what are we talking about this week?
Empire Strikes Back, another Star Wars...
Revisit Star Wars,
whatever we're doing. We're not almost done. I thought we're almost done. We got one more.
We got a lot more.
four more to do.
Yeah.
Four more, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about our rewatch of Empire Strikes Back.
Right.
The latest Falcon and Winter Soldier.
All right. Right.
And, of course, I don't know about you guys, but Richie and I have both seen, Godzilla versus Kong, or Kong versus Godzilla.
Yes. I've watched that as well.
Yeah. We'll touch on that for 30 seconds. Cause you can't do a whole show on that.
There's no point.
So we can. But man, it won't be worth it.
Yeah, right. We can, but you'll be bored, even more bored than you normally are.
Well, roll into what we're watching, because I'm watching the fourth season of The Great Pottery Throwdown.
All right, I'm out.
All right,
Kenny,
that was the show.
They did a bubble where they were all there for 9 weeks together. In the same house.
Whoa. NBA style.
Yeah.
Look at that. NBA pandemic. All in the same bubble.
They changed the host. And the dude that was the guy who ran the kiln is now a judge.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Yeah, he moved up.
Yeah. He got promoted.
So the host, is he also from a previous show?
No, she, and I'm not sure where she's from.
Oh, okay.
But it was something else. It was pretty emotional. My wife cried at the end.
Wait, you watched the whole season since our last show?
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. That's a lot. Dude, that's a lot.
Oh, a couple a night. What are you...
It's funny. So this kept it more, kept your interest more than the Snyder Cut.
Yeah. I've had enough of the Snyder Cut. I had enough of it halfway through watching it. Well, a third of the way through watching it.
Yeah. Dozing off of rewatches, but the Pottery Throwdown keeps your attention. So that just goes to show you the last show for Snyder Cut really did. help everyone understand that's not really worth watching it.
No. I understand some people like it. Good on them.
Yep.
I think it's trash. It's a garbage movie. Richie, you can talk
fuck
now.
That movie. Fuck. Just whatever with that movie. It should have just been called Wait for Superman.
Yeah.
Justice League, Wait for Superman.
Yeah.
So.
But we talked anyway, about it on that on the last show.
Yeah. So you're watching the stupid fucking pottery, which you shouldn't tell people that, Jim. There's certain things you don't tell people. That's one thing.
I know.
Hey, I got to catch up to him. I'm only on the first season.
Ken, you're another one. Please don't.
Sorry. Was I off mute? I was off mute. Sorry.
Carl, for the love of God, are you watching anything good? If you tell me you watch The View, it's still better than that fucking.
No. I'm sorry.
I just finished The Serpent. It's a show on Netflix.
Oh, I just downloaded that. Yep.
Only 8 episodes done. It's pretty good. Yeah. Not great, but it was good.
I remember Serpentor.
True story. No, it's a true story about this dude in the 70s who was drugging and killing hippies and stealing your jewels and money and stuff.
Hippies have jewels?
Couple did. It was good. It was really well acted.
Who was in it? Who's the star? Nobody?
I have no idea their names.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they're all European.
Yeah.
They half speak French, half English. It's set in Thailand.
I remember Serpentor. Wasn't he a character on G.I. Joe? Wasn't he one of the Cobras? Serpentor.
I don't know, dude.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or Big Cobra Head. Oh, Kenny, you watching anything?
So I finished up the third season of Ozark. Yeah, it was a rewatch just to catch up on that.
Got Jason Bateman in that.
Yeah, and it's so funny.
Some Jason Bateman.
Yeah. I just watched the first episode of Thunder Force.
Thunder Force? That sounds good. What is that?
Thunder Force. That's with Jason Bateman.
I know what it is. I know what it is. It's that one with
Kathy. McCarthy?
McCarthy? Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy, yes. Melissa McCarthy and Octavia Davis.
Yeah.
Octavia.
Spencer. Yeah.
Octavia Spencer, right. And they are the world is being or maybe the town that they're in, Chicago, are under threat of these superhumans, and they these two women who are best friends in college get together later in life and become part of this system called Thunder Force by injecting themselves with serum to become invisible and have super strength.
So they basically, Melissa McCarthy and Octavia Spencer become superheroes.
First episode in, so that's where I'm at. And that's the end of the first episode, is where they both have a superpower. Octavia just turns invisible and Melissa McCarthy is like super strength. Like she's like Superman, but she doesn't fly. She doesn't fly. Sorry. She's not like Superman. She's got super strength, but
no heat vision, no cold breath.
Not yet. I'm imagining that the villain is called Laser, and the villain is nice.
Richie's sneaking back to get drink delivered by his wife.
Oh, nice.
Whiskey. Is that what you were texting?
Yes.
I was wondering why you were so concentrating on your phone.
I said, could you please bring me whiskey?
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's great. So the villain is Mantis from The Avengers. Palm, I don't know her last name. Palm Comer Graf.
So from Guardians.
I'm sorry, Guardians. Right, Guardians. So yep. So far, you know, it's okay. Typical, you know, slapstick comedy. Tiny bit of action, but Jason Bateman plays a character called the Crab, and he's got crab claws for hands and arms. He's got crab arms and hands, so it's pretty funny.
But he acts like Jason Bateman.
Exactly.
He's still
just
Jason
like, just Bateman. Like Richie says, motherfucking Jason Bateman.
When I want Jason Bateman, I get Jason Bateman. Have you guys, I know Jim has, but have you you two seen Bad Words?
No.
Jason Bateman at his best.
The baddest the most spelling
Jason Bateman ever. He's really good. I thought of one where he's a little different, though. Dodgeball, where he's the announcer.
Still Jason come on. Bateman. Come Jason on. Bateman.
He's playing all kind of stony and stuff.
Still Jason Bateman.
I'll have to check out Bad Words.
Holy dude, you can't watch it around your kids.
Okay.
It's fucked right up. The
title. Yeah. The title gives it away that it might
be. Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of the it's fucking funny from go. I can't even tell you lines because it'll just give it away. You rewind it and you laugh so much. Me and my wife fucking watch that movie like 3 times in a row because she could not stop laughing. She was like, that is so fucked up. Why would he say that? I'm like, that's so funny.
To kids.
Yeah, to kids. Exactly.
Oh, geez. All right. I'll check it out.
Oh, my God.
He enters a child spelling bee as an adult.
Yeah.
Finds a loophole.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, just like Air Bud. There was no rule against a dog playing basketball. Dog,
That's so fucked up.
So, what was that?
And the other thing I just started was just Ted Lasso, and I'm on episode 1. Ah,
finally.
Oh, so good.
Teddy.
It's the
so far, good.
We're going to rewatch.
Yeah.
I've been watching that documentary on the royal family on Netflix. Ugh. Is it called?
I'm not watching that. I don't know.
It's pretty interesting, actually, because a lot of stuff, and again, you know, you got to take it for what it is. You know, maybe they're spinning it that they're not so bad,
right? But
it was pretty interesting. Thank fucking God I'm not a royal. I couldn't do that shit. I'm just like, yeah, no, I'm good. You're gonna be king. I'm like, probably not. Too much of an asshole, so I gotta go. I'll pass. Yeah. Give it to that fucking stuttering prick. He can do it.
Well, that guy is dead, dude.
I know. Give it a fucking stuttering John over there.
Well, let's talk a little about Kong versus Godzilla.
Oh, I'm also watching The Godfather. Sorry. And The Godfather Part 2 has been on. Show. For some reason, it's been on cable, and every time I walk in a room and change the channel, like I'll flip and it'll come on. My wife's like, "We got to watch it." So, I've watched The Godfather 1 and 2, and here's the kicker: there is no more Godfather 3. He in 2020 recut it and renamed it. So now it's Coppola. So now it's called, so it's not just Godfather 3 with Joey Zaza. It's called Mario Puzo's Godfather, Coda, The Death of Michael Corleone.
Is it good?
They cut out they just shortened it by like fucking 3 minutes. It's the same fucking movie.
The Godfather Coda. Look at that.
See? There you go.
Yep.
Just came out because I saw it and I was like, what is this? So I recorded it. Not, you know, I was like, maybe it's like a documentary type thing. I was like, oh, that's
just Godfather 3.
Yeah. Like this is pretty. And then I looked at it. I was like, all they did was cut out the fucking scene in the church when he was getting his fucking
reward.
That's it.
So George Hamilton is still the very tan George Hamilton. Yes. Still
the yes. worst casting ever.
And the incredibly bad acting of Coppola's daughter.
Sophia.
Sophia. And even Andy Garcia was fucking horrible in this. Like when he was, when he was acting with Coppola's daughter, it was like watching fucking Padme and Annie go at it. You're just like, this is horrible. Like, this is terrible. It was so bad. I was just like, oh my God, this is so bad.
Garcia's fault.
No. But I'm just saying the scenes with her in it, with him, it was just like,
weird, kind of creepy.
Yeah, but like even written fucking creepy. Yeah. And the way he delivered the lines, I'm just like, dude, that's just fucking creepy.
And it's his own daughter.
Yeah. Like, yeah, dad, I don't want to do it, dad. I would like to. And you're just like, ugh. Oh, yeah, hello. I miss all my cousins. I love all my cousins. I wish we grew up together. Whatever. Shut up.
Yeah, and their cousins too.
Yeah, I'm just like, no, dad, I want to be with him. It was fucking terrible.
Joey.
Zaza. So anyway.
So Kong versus Godzilla. I watched it. It would be great if there was less people in it.
Yeah. And less subtitles. What was with the deaf thing? Like,
what's with the deaf?
Why couldn't they just talk? Like, what was the point of it?
Why couldn't that deaf girl just talk like everybody? Right.
Like, I didn't, it was bad enough. And then I had to start reading.
Well, it's, show that she taught Kong sign language.
Whatever. Like, you could still teach him fucking sign language and talk. You don't have to be deaf to know sign language. Well,
the thing is, King Kong is on that boat, right?
Right.
Like, he's almost, he's bigger than that fucking boat.
Yeah, that boat's sinking.
It's like, how is that boat staying up?
Yeah. He should have rode it like a fucking, like a boogie board. Like,
totally. Yep.
Or a stand-up paddleboard.
Yeah. He should have had a big oar.
Let's face it. Kong is no match. Kong is no match for Godzilla.
No. Because Godzilla can swim.
Yeah, Godzilla can swim. It's got the radioactive breath.
Yeah, totally.
And he's super strong. Kong had to get that magic axe. He had to get his own Stormbreaker to fight Godzilla. part is when Godzilla and Kong combined forces to fight Mecha Godzilla.
Yeah, that was great. You know what they should have had in this is like Kong making like an axe out of like radioactive, like coconuts, like old school. So they were huge coconuts and he had to make an axe out of them. Like that would have been cool.
But my favorite part in it is was like
he just hit, it's just like hit Godzilla in the head with a big coconut.
Godzilla could have made roasted coconuts and they could have had a nice lunch.
Could you imagine like feeding Godzilla? Like if he ate like everything else that apes eat, like bananas and shit like that and trees. Like,
Godzilla's not gotta, an like, ape.
Or gorilla. But still.
Kong is a gorilla.
That's what I mean. Kong. So you're like, those are super little bananas. Like you're not going to fill him up. Could you imagine you're like, you got to peel all those to give him like
a big smoothie?
Yeah.
Give him a big smoothie. That's it.
You know, the fucking dude doing sign language, he's like, fuck you, man. It takes a lot.
More bananas.
Come on. Yeah. I want to go home.
Yeah. Fucking go home. Jerk off. Fuck you.
Okay. You remember Project X? I don't want to fly those planes.
But
I gotta get something more to eat.
when they're fighting Mecha Godzilla Godzilla is being pinned down and he shoots his radioactive breath at the axe that Kong is holding to power the axe up. because the axe can like absorb energy.
Shouldn't it have melted the axe?
No. Like,
shouldn't the axe have been a toothpick after that?
No, the axe acts like
I know what it acts like.
Acts
it,
like if, a Black Panther suit.
But
aren't they both from the same power source? Like it's all from the same power source, right?
Yeah.
That's, you know, the power source triggered Godzilla to breathe downwards.
And
he also shot his laser up into this, his blue laser up into the sky.
The blue beam in the sky.
Yeah.
And we're done.
So the people portion of it is like completely ridiculous. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, the filler. Hollow Earth. I mean, come on. Hollow
Earth. It looked cool, but it was dumb.
Where's the light coming from in Hollow Earth?
I know.
Right.
It has a skyline.
The LEDs.
Oh, I forgot they must have ordered them on Amazon.
Yeah. Oh. Godzilla powers them.
It was on the last episode of Earth Flipping.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's funny.
Yeah.
And they absolutely fuck destroy Hong Kong.
Oh, that part was great. Just the whole destruction. That's what we need.
Crazy.
That's a traditional Godzilla.
I just don't understand how Godzilla knew that company was making Mecha Godzilla.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, through the Godzilla grapevine.
Don't try to make sense of it.
Yeah.
That's the only reason he was attacking that company's buildings is because they were building Mecha Godzilla in there.
Yeah, whatever signal or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever signal they were sending off, that's when he would go there.
Right. That's why they were all strange. Why is Godzilla attacking people? I don't know. He's a big dumb reptile.
Yeah. You can't
reason. There's more destruction than Man of Steel.
You can't reason with him. Not like you can sit down and have a chat.
Why do planes keep flying close to Godzilla and King Kong? Like they can fire their missiles from further away. Right. Why do they have to fly right up close so they can get swatted?
Good question. Yeah.
That's why I didn't get like in Pacific Rim, you know, the one Jaeger, the Australian one has a chest that opens up and it fires a bunch of missiles. Mm-hmm. And I say, why can't planes fire those missiles? Why do you need a giant robot for that?
Right.
But I like what Colbert said about Pacific Rim, that when they're building robots to fight giant monsters, but they're building them exactly the same size as the giant monsters. And I'm totally going to double the size. Yeah.
It's true.
Strategic.
It's got to be a fair fight.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Yeah. So there you go. That's King Kong versus Godzilla. We apologize.
Yes.
Quick. If you haven't seen
it's fun.
It's a must.
Quick mention about Falcon and Winter Soldier. I'm feeling it less and less as it goes on. It's like, I thought the story would heat up more. I mean, episode 4 was pretty good, but
definitely good action in episode 4.
Which one was episode 4?
Where Captain America kills that dude.
Oh yeah. Is there an episode 5 already?
No, that's this week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, it ended with him like standing up with the bloody shield.
Right.
That scene was great. I thought that was that's like a perfect comic book still.
I was just going to say very comic booky with the fucking blood on the thing. Just whatever.
Especially like shot from below the way it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, and everyone with their phones aimed at them.
Right. And this is the first time Falcon had a suit in what, 2 episodes?
Yeah.
Where's that thing been? In his pocket? Store away in a bush somewhere.
They gotta save the special effects budget for only certain episodes.
Right. So he don't have Baby Bird anymore, right?
No, that got wrecked in the first episode.
Right.
I like the Dora Milaje when they knock off Bucky's arm.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
And he goes, "Oh, I didn't know they could do that." Well, they're not stupid.
Right.
They're not going to build a failsafe into your thing.
and a spear impaled, or actually just stopped Captain America, because it went through the loop on his shield and on his outfit.
I thought that was a cool move, how it pinned his arm in there.
Definitely a cool move, but how he couldn't just go to the end of the spear.
No, but here's the thing. They also, in his face, did that, the one Dora Milaje did the kick and the grab of the shield.
Right.
Kicked it up off the floor.
Yes, that's right.
In that one, that Captain America move,
right
in front of him. It's like in your face, dude.
They should have took the shield.
It's vibranium, even though it didn't come.
Well, of course, it came from.
It Wakanda. Probably came from Wakanda.
Yeah, well, Captain America's out of jurisdiction. They could have taken it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Captain America. No, you're not. Yeah. We're taking it.
And when Captain, you have no jurisdiction here. The Dora Milaje have jurisdiction everywhere the Dora Milaje happened to be. It'll go. That's my Wakandan accent.
Oh, did you watch it?
No, I keep forgetting to watch. I'm two episodes in.
Oh, okay. Well, you're not missing anything.
I like Baron Zemo, though.
Couple whiny bitches running around Europe. Fair enough, you know.
The new Captain America is like weird looking.
Yeah.
That's
Joel from IT.
That's Kurt Russell's son. Kurt Russell and Goldilocks' son.
So did I hear that right? That he's like getting death threats?
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous.
For an actor being
someone
like that's insane.
I know it is. It's like people. One, he's acting. John Walker is not a real person, and I hate to break it to everybody, but
what
Captain Steve Rogers? Sure? Steve Rogers was not a real person either.
You're also not.
Also not a real person.
Hey, fuck you guys! That guy, they are real.
Well. The people who are giving him death threats are never going to leave their mother's basement anyway. So it's not like
you might have interviewed them already.
Yeah.
You guys might have already talked to them.
You're a dead man to me. You're dead to me. You're not Captain America. He's the best ever. Ma!
Ma, I'm allergic to peanut butter. Get it out of here.
Ma, I told you to cut the crust off my sandwich. I'm sending death threats. I told you not to bother me.
It's lasagna night. Put it in the oven.
I'm sending death threats.
I'm sending death threats.
To a fake Captain America.
Yeah.
So you knew that dude was going to snap.
Right. Oh, of course.
But no, Carl didn't see this episode yet.
Okay.
These last two.
Spoiler alert, Carl.
Okay.
Yeah. Here, Zemo is the most interesting out of the whole fucking
thing. It's the only character I really like in this.
And I like the turn on, what's her name? The fucking...
Agent 13?
Carter. What's her name? Sarah.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Agent 13.
Yeah. Whatever.
Sarah Carter.
Yeah.
I like the you know, that she's in the
Do you think she's the power broker?
I don't know.
Ooh.
That would be
good
cool.
Thinking. Maybe.
Well, the thing is, you know, they gotta at some point tell you who the power broker is. And she seems to have some sort of network of stuff going on. She's accessing satellites. She's got staff.
Right.
You know,
and they're, you know, and she wants the pardon to come back into the States. Maybe, you know,
do some harm. Can't fucking Fury and the green guys come down and save her? Can't they zoop her up to,
we don't know where Fury and the green guys are.
They're in the over. They're
over White Pleasantville. They're right over Pleasantville.
Anyway.
All right. Well, we might as well start talking about The Empire Strikes Back. That's our opening.
I was going to say that's what you're going to go with, Jim. That's your opener.
Yeah, that's the opener.
Okay.
So,
all right.
You know.
So again,
yeah.
Because of Lucas, I got a lot of fucking problems with this movie.
Oh,
I have some notes.
One is answered, though. I know one note you have.
What?
But we'll get
there. How do you know?
Go ahead.
So after... go ahead.
The AT-ATs park really far away.
Well, that is true.
Yeah.
Yet another movie.
Yep.
Where...
It's answered in the movie. He kills the first general because he...
Got because he came too close.
Yeah, he said he was too close to the system.
Right, but they still parked. Wait,
but the walkers were far, far away.
Took and like 6 hours to get there.
Not one TIE fighter. They couldn't have fucking winterized. Well,
thing is, like Luke gets. This is supposed to take place three years after Star Wars.
Right.
So Luke, they're on their new the Rebels' new base on the snow planet, and right. They're riding the Tauntauns because the snow speeders don't work
right
yet. And Luke gets smacked in the face by Wampa.
Right.
And
hey, you know what worked the whole time before all that?
What?
X-wings.
Yeah, that's my point. That's my point. What? Oh, let's go out on Tauntauns to look for Luke. How about those X-Wings? They seem to be working perfectly.
We got the X-Wings gassed up. Anybody?
Nah.
Let's wait till someone's frozen.
Yeah. Why take an X-Wing?
We got to conserve gas for later.
I said that too. Hey,
anybody look behind us?
Those X-Wings. Well, you're standing right next to him.
Yeah, see?
You're standing right next to him.
R2 in it. Wait, he's in it right now, sir. Like your droid. Look up there, sir. Your droid. He's whistling at you.
I know. They got to warm up for a few hours.
It's like, get in.
Where's Wedge? You know, he's like scratching his ass somewhere. Yeah. Hop in the X-Wing, go look for your red leader.
Yeah, have at it. I don't know what to tell you. The codes on these speeders aren't... All right, well, a Y-Wing? It doesn't even need to be an X-Wing. You can take a Y-Wing. I'm sure a couple of them are sitting there.
Yeah, Y-Wing, A-Wing, B-Wing. Just get one of them out there. Wing.
All the pilots are drunk.
They don't have their winter wings. We can't take them out yet.
Right. we iced the wings. They should be good.
But they can fly up in space.
Right. Yeah. So, anyway. So they go out on Tauntaun.
Well, before that, the probe droid
right.
lands there, right? Imperial probe. And I noticed something. What are the probe droid's arms for? Like, it's got those hanging arms for what exactly?
It looks cool.
Yeah.
Marshmallows, campfires.
It's not going to be what's it picking up? What's it manipulating? It's only there to take pictures of things and send them back.
Well, maybe they're sensors.
With claws on the end?
Maybe the claws are super sensitive sensors.
Okay.
Or antennae to transmit.
It has antenna. It had those two antenna that went up.
What if they have to transmit something really far away? Maybe he flips upside down and puts his feet in the air. Hey man, I didn't write this fucking thing.
Yeah, because it doesn't have to walk; it levitates,
right? And the stabby one from Star Wars didn't have any legs.
Yeah, exactly. That
the truth serum,
the truth robot. Serum droid,
right?
That seemed to be fine.
And why couldn't Darth Vader just carry that needle himself? Like, why did a droid have to do it? Like, couldn't one of the many stormtroopers hold that in their hand?
It was more than just the It was more than just the serum. The
needle?
What was it? Then what was it? It was...
It's all sorts of other stuff, like space stuff.
Okay.
I don't know.
Space stuff.
Yeah, it's got space stuff. It's got like...
cameras and whatnot.
There's all sorts of shit on that thing.
Yeah, and it's got that fancy light that goes around and around. And
yeah. So maybe it had a camera on it. You don't
understand the technology.
Yeah, that is true.
That's true. It could be.
Yeah.
Just space technology.
And you're just making stormtroopers that much more useless. Just like.
And, you know, when Han Solo tells the general, you know, I got to get out of here because there's a
bounty on my head.
And the general goes, yeah, death mark's not an easy thing to live with. You think?
What happened to all the money from the first one?
He just never got around to going back and paying Jabba.
Still has it.
Yeah, but then it should be on the Falcon. So like Chewie could have just went and be like, here, dude, here's your fucking money. Give me a hand. What's wrong with you? How hard is it?
Okay, speaking of Chewie, you know, the byplay between Princess Leia and Han Solo,
mm-hmm.
and when he starts saying, you could use a good kiss.
Right.
And she goes like, I just assumed kiss a Wookiee. Fucking Chewbacca, what if he heard that?
Yeah.
You know?
She fucks him in the...
It's bad enough. She didn't give him a medal.
She doesn't the like first him. Movie.
Yep.
She is
calls her a walking carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
It's like Chewbacca, you just see Chewbacca and his fucking head droops down. It's like
Chewbacca Chewbacca could like go on a mad rage and just kill everybody there. You know what I mean?
Like, and by the end.
She goes, I just couldn't kiss a Wookiee in Chewbacca. I'm just as God made me.
Yeah, I'm just as God made me. It would have been funny if he just ripped her arm off.
Yeah, it's like,
how about
that?
How many cracks he going to make?
Yeah, how about that, Leia? Look, you need this? Go talk to Luke. It's going to happen to him too. Go get your droid to give you a new arm.
So Luke is hanging in there, right? And he reaches up and calls the lightsaber to him.
Right.
And then he seems to cut his toes off.
Right.
And
right.
He just sticks the lightsaber up there. And it's like, dude, how did you miss your feet?
So here's what I don't understand. He cuts the Snow Beast arm off.
Yeah.
And
Wampa.
Yeah, the Wampa's writhing in pain, going back and forth. Why didn't he just take his head off and stay in the cave and not go into the elements?
Right, exactly.
And
yeah, I know.
Like, eat the thing. Like, he had food. He left a food source and shelter. Like, he just left it. He had a lightsaber and a blaster.
You know, Wampa's got like a Brita filter too. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, he's got to have water in there somewhere.
Water's all over the place.
Yeah, Luke can just melt it with his lightsaber.
You open your mouth and water start dripping down. You left food, water, and shelter.
He's the chosen one. So, yeah.
He is the dumbest Jedi ever.
So he runs out in the snow and, Obi-Wan appears like a ghost and he's you will go to the Dagobah system. Yet in like Jedi, he just sidles up and sits on the fucking log with him and talks to him normally. Like, why couldn't he just talk to him normally?
Right.
Right.
While he's dying and just about to be frozen.
Yeah. Yeah. It would have been funny if like he walked up to him and like kicked him. Luke, get up.
Why did you leave that cave?
Yeah, why'd you leave that cave?
There's food. There's water. All you got to do is put your lightsaber up, melt everything. You can slice it. You can cook. You can cook the guy right there with your lightsaber. This is a multi-tool.
Speaking of that,
so
why are lightsabers not in use generally across the galaxy because they seem to be an excellent tool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The power source lasts for a good long time. They're extremely portable and they cut through anything. How is that not used in the industry?
Limited quantities.
It must be because the Empire stole all the Kyber crystals.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. They blew up the whole planet with the Kyber crystals.
Well, yeah.
They're like, well, people could have had a thriving lightsaber business.
So I'm thinking about starting a good lightsaber.
Joke in the last. Well, there's a good joke in the last Hitchhiker's Guide.
Oh, yeah.
Where he busts out a piece of bread and a little lightsaber and cuts it and it toasts it at the same time.
There you go. Yeah. So I'm thinking about opening a lightsaber store on Jeddah. Oh, you're well, the Kyber crystals are right there. Guess we're out of business.
Oh, I just realized what
they just fucked us.
That probe droid's arms are for.
What for?
Tickling?
To keep picking up the O-rings. Oh. That it keeps dropping.
Oh my god. Looks are droids. You think?
Yeah. It could pick up its own O-ring. Therefore no one knows it's there.
So Luke foolishly leaves shelter, food, and water to bear the elements of a Hoth fucking planet of death and destruction.
So when those dudes come to say we need to close the doors, that one dude looks just like Cliff Clavin.
I think it is him.
It does.
Is it that?
It
is that him?
Like him?
I'm pretty sure it is him.
Nah, really?
Oh, Cliff, I've heard it before.
Hey, Norm, we got to close the doors there, Norm.
Hey, Nami.
Hey, Nami. We got to close these doors there, Nami.
Oh. Yeah, look it up, Carl, because when I saw it, I said, man, that looks just like Cliff Clavin.
You know, he was also in, Cliff Clavin was also in a Hallmark movie.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He played like the mayor or something, right?
Yeah, John Ratzenberger. Played Cliff.
That was him.
Played Cliff Clavin in The Empire Strikes Back. No. No, he played Major Bryn Durlan in The Empire Strikes Back.
Wow, now I got to watch
it. Wow. Now, okay. Yeah. I was right then. Yeah. No wonder he looks like him because he was him.
I for sure did not think that was him. When I saw it, I was like, that looks like Cliff, but it's not him. It can't be him. Yeah, why would that guy be in this movie?
I think it's just pre-Cheers, too.
Yeah,
before Cheers came out. So he looks the same.
Now, when,
good catch.
What's his face goes, Han Solo finds Luke, cuts open the Tauntaun, shoves him in there until he gets the shelter built. And then, the snowspeeders come and find him the next morning.
Repeat, I found
him. Rogue Two.
Yeah. Rogue Two, that's right.
I like that guy. I like Rogue Two.
Yeah. Well, he buys it later, though. So, then they start hearing the probe droid, right? And Han Solo goes out after the probe droid with Chewbacca. And they're both hiding behind, like, snowdrifts. And then Chewbacca stands up and goes, at the probe droid to draw its fire. Then the probe droid fires at Chewbacca, but nowhere near where Chewbacca was.
Well, the probe droids are what teach stormtroopers how
to shoot.
So,
because it must have shot at least 5 feet to the left,
right.
of Chewbacca.
Right.
I couldn't believe it when I saw it again.
Han Solo shoots
it. Man, that wasn't even close.
And then Han Solo shoots it twice, and it blows up, and he said, I didn't hit it pretty hard. If you get shot with a blaster, that's hard. That's hard enough. Isn't that how it works?
Yeah, but I think he meant it wouldn't have exploded in a million pieces.
Oh.
It's self-destructed.
Yeah.
It's self-destructed.
You know, I don't know space stuff like Carl does, but.
Yeah, I know. Carl knows space technology more than we do.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not saying I'm as knowledgeable as Carl is with space stuff. But, I've seen the movie enough to know if I shoot you with one of these laser guns and you get shot, you're going to die. Like,
and is there like a setting on the gun to go harder or softer?
Well, there is. They're set for stun.
Yeah, they have only stun setting,
which they only showed in one movie.
Yeah, when they shot Princess Leia.
Yeah, when they shot her with the blue hula hoop.
With the blue ring.
Bunch of circles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They no fired the kids. Yeah, they fired the blue hula hoop at her. And
so the probe droid sent out the message, and then we see all the Star Destroyers flying around and the TIE fighters. And I was going, why are the TIE fighters flying so close to each other?
Not only that, why are they flying?
There's a lot of mail. A lot of mail has to go between those Star Destroyers.
There was no reason for TIE fighters to be out. There was no battles going on. But
they fly close to each other. They fly close to the Star Destroyers. Yeah. The Star Destroyers fly close to each other. It's like, why would you be that close to each other?
And the Star Destroyers are flying in opposite directions.
The only pilot worth his weight in that whole movie was Vader's main ship pilot. Kept that thing straight and sturdy and away from everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm not flying around that.
Yeah, like... You know, that was it.
Like who's directing traffic?
Yeah, it looked like fucking, like Bangkok in the fucking 70s. There's fucking motorcycles driving all over the place. No one's paying attention to anybody. That's what it looked like.
So
I was waiting for fucking Anthony Bourdain to come out and talk about whatever space fucking soup they were making.
Space soup.
We're going to go to the space vendor over here and grab some
we got some Wampa stew.
Yeah,
here.
Some Wampa
stew. It's quite delicious. Luke could have been eating this.
Yeah. Wampa here is, it's a delicacy.
With a side of Tauntaun.
Yeah.
So, whatchamacallit, Admiral Ozzel says, well, I don't think the probe droid information is that good. And Darth Vader says, no, it's good.
Yeah. Do you see that huge thing on a planet that shouldn't have any fucking...
Shouldn't have that huge thing. Now, I don't know space stuff.
Yeah, I don't know space stuff like Carl.
Carl. But... That I don't think that should be there.
I don't think Wampas are fucking, building that.
Washington today, and Ozzel says, there's plenty of unrecorded outposts around the galaxy.
Right.
Yeah. What, a giant generator like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty dumb.
This has a power generator that, is suspicious. Oh, so you want us to check out anything that's suspicious?
Oh.
Ozzel deserved to get choked out.
Did you see Ozzel's like look that he gave? Vader's,
yeah.
Whatever they do.
Yeah,
yeah. He fucking gave him that fucking cold.
All I know is Vader killed more people and promoted more people in this movie than any other fucking movie.
Was that guy left for dead? Like laying there the whole time until Vader actually got there, because it seemed like when he arrived, that's when they decided to haul that guy away.
Well, no, he waited for Veers to call over the guys to haul him away. Yeah.
Well, okay. When he killed Captain,
after he killed Captain Nita later, he waves the guys over to come take Captain Nita away.
And if you, I don't know if anybody noticed, but when they were lifting him. Captain Nita helped
them lift him up.
I did not notice that.
Oh yeah, I was just like, well, his legs are still working. for a dead man, he got up pretty quick. And then they dragged him, and they're like, come on, man, go limp. Oh, sorry.
Oops.
So I don't know whether it was for the special edition, but I noticed the one where Vader is talking to the three captains on the three holograms.
Right.
And you see right before the scene, the asteroid hit the Star Destroyer.
Right. And
one guy fuzzes out.
Yeah. Just disappears.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. If you watch it again, the guy all the way on the left will he puts up his hands like, and fuzzes it out.
Yeah. Because he was saying, he was like, oh, this is the damage we sustain. They have to be dead. And right, he's like, no, you're, you know, keep looking. They're alive. And right when he said that, it was just like, and phased out. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it happens right after you see that big asteroid hit the bridge.
Yeah.
That's of the, great.
Star Destroyer.
It's like Saturday Night Live special effects.
So it turns out Admiral Azul fucks up and they have to start a landing, and the dude from
Last Crusade
who chose poorly,
yeah.
goes down to do a ground assault, and the rebels start to evacuate and shit.
It's because they had 6 hours to get out of there.
Yeah. And Princess Leia is, you know, briefing the pilots and saying, okay, there'll be 2 pilots per transport. And one pilot like mouths off to her. Oh, what? Two fighters against a Star Destroyer? And she said, oh, the iron cannon's going to fire a couple of shots, douchebag. You know. Now, here's the thing. That ion cannon is pretty damn good. Why was it never used really before effective. Or since?
Why wasn't it used when they had the ground assault? Because their stupid blasters couldn't fucking do shit to Imperial walkers. Just why point that fucking thing down.
Yeah.
Get rid of the 3 of them that were there. Yeah. And why did they only send 3?
I don't know.
They sent 3.
There were a lot of Star Destroyers. I'm sure they had a few more. That's
my, and then they sent the little guy, little jumper.
Right.
Yeah.
They sent 3 and a jumper. They were like, well, it shouldn't be that hard. Just send 3.
Yeah. So the snow speeders are flying around. Again, why not X-Wings?
Right. And
I'm sure the X-Wings armaments are more powerful than those snow speeders.
Right. And
X-Wings don't have a harpoon in the back.
Yeah. And
but their blasters could have blown up those things.
Yes.
Well, yeah, not until they're face first into the ground.
Yeah. And you're able to shoot them in the back of the neck.
Right. Yeah.
So they couldn't like fly and then come like down.
No, come down and hit
them. Down an angle and shoot them.
Yeah. Like, and then, yeah, come straight down at them.
Yeah. Like there was.
The pilots aren't trained that way.
And and how fucking you know, how strong were those fucking cables? I don't care how many times you're wrapping something. You're not they would have snapped that thing. Like, come on, that little cable, they would have had to go around 35 times.
But he had to have like maybe 100 foot of cable on his ship, right? And a pulley.
Well, the thing is, what the fuck? Why would a snow speeder have that much cable?
Why do they have a harpoon at all?
Yeah.
Well, they said tow cables. Well, they said tow cables, so I can understand. Okay, you might want to tow something with it, but you wouldn't have that much of a reel of cable on those tiny snow speeders,
right?
There's a lot of cable.
One more pass, 30 more passes. It's gonna snap the cable.
And why'd they put the worst gunner on Luke's ship?
Dak.
Oh. Poor stupid Dak.
Poor Dak.
Yep.
I feel like I could take on the whole empire myself. It's gonna be a great just,
yes, he doesn't just get shot, he also gets stomped.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got crushed. Luke left him in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I mean, the amount of time it took for that foot to come down, Luke could have cooked lunch, killed another Wampa. Like, come on. He had plenty of time to get Dax out of there. Like, what was he doing?
Or Dak.
Or Dak, or whatever the fuck his name is. Like,
so they all, you know, everyone gets away, and the Millennium Falcon, Han Solo has to take Leia on the Millennium Falcon because the Carter explodes, and it's in a state of disrepair. And he flies up and he's flying around the Star Destroyers and he pulls this smooth move where he almost causes like three Star Destroyers to crash into each other.
So cool.
Again, I understand the pilot of the Star Destroyer may be concentrating a little on that tiny little ship, but doesn't he see the other giant fucking Star Destroyer coming right at him?
And here's something crazy. Where the fuck were all the TIE fighters then?
Yeah, they were busy delivering the mail.
Maybe launch one or two. You had them in the other scene. You had them in the other scene going crazy when there was no one there. But when we have to catch a small ship using the TIE fighters for what they're meant for. Now.
Union break.
Yeah. It was like, it's not in my contract. Yeah.
That's one of the coolest shots in all of Star Wars, though.
Okay.
It looks cool.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
Yeah, it does look cool. Just saying the Star Destroyer pilots are terrible pilots that they don't notice other Star Destroyers near them.
It should definitely be.
Well, in the simulators, they didn't have that kind of information.
That scenario didn't come up.
Sir, what if a small rogue type ship starts weaving in and out of us? What do we do then? And, you stay the course, mister.
It'll never happen.
It'll never happen.
No, you just fly straight at another Star Destroyer.
And it's funny because like they just like brace yourself for immediate, you know, maneuvers. And like everybody fell.
Yeah, that's
right. Everybody fell to the ground and they didn't maneuver like at all.
They really didn't maneuver at all.
Maneuver at all. But everybody fell.
Yeah. It wasn't like someone made an immediate right turn or something.
And at what point does someone say, brace myself to what?
Yes. And that's the end of part one of our revisit of Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. Very long title. You can leave us an email at destroymail@gmail.com or go to Damn Show. I shouldn't say or. And go to damshow.co, DAMSHOW. That's our homepage where you can use our Patreon link, support the show, and get access to our back catalog of episodes. Lots of them there. You could also use the Amazon link. If you click through that and order at Amazon, you don't pay an extra cent, but we get a little piece of the sale. You can support us without paying for anything. Another way to support us without paying anything is to go to Apple Podcast and leave a rating and review. That helps us in the rankings. So until part two next week, may the Force be with you. That was pretty corny.
You like TV? I like TV.
I do like TV.
I watch TV. And today we're going to destroy TV.
Okay.
That's right, kids. Destroy All Movies has a another little fun podcast. Destroy All TV.
Coming at
Destroy
All Television. Damn Junior Podcast.
Could be classic TV. Could be new TV. You never know. You never know what they're going to throw at you.
Mostly classic TV, especially bad classic TV, which is almost all of classic television.
Yeah, real. Yeah. For real.
Destroy All Television. Damn Show.
Yes, kids, Destroy All Television. Get it at damshow.co, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and everywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts.